Kristen Giant, Ty Simmons, welcome.
Thank you.
Greetings.
So you two have joined forces to champion the Family and Friends Fund for the World. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
One sentence. What's it about?
This fund is about closing the family and friends funding gap that people of color experience through radical trust and power sharing.
Okay, noble goal. Why here? Why now? Is this critical?
Right now in Fort Wayne, I feel like we are at this turning point. Our city has incredible momentum. It's wonderful to witness. And yet there's a lot of tension because not everyone is experiencing that forward motion in our community. And this is about making sure that the same resources that help our downtown move forward, help our entire city move forward. So we are focused on the southeast quadrant of Fort Wayne, which is our most diverse quadrant. There is a wealth of ideas, vision, hard workers, ingenuity, and we want to champion that and make sure that those members of our community have the resources they need to succeed.
Well, besides your passions for building strong community, which are obvious, what individual skill sets do you bring to this equation?
I believe that we both bring community building, a lot of trust and honesty, and being hard workers and just trying to do something right, do the right thing.
And Ty, you are part of an agriculture movement here in town, in full disclosure, as you would say, Kristen, because you're a lawyer. How do those skill sets mix together in your case and really make great PowerPoints?
I think the Human Agricultural Cooperative and Family and Friends for the World Fund go hand in hand because food injustice is just another part of the injustice that goes on not only in the southeast side of town, but throughout the nation.
The Human Agricultural Cooperative is incredible. I'm an attorney. I have a background in fundraising, philanthropy, and impact investing. But what Ty is in his community, he's a publisher. He's a serial entrepreneur. He owns a grocery store that's about to take off. He is a connector. He's a builder. And I agree that all of these things are complementary because what we're saying is, you know, your dreams matter. And Ty is a dreamer, but he's also a doer. I can do the paperwork and I can raise money, but he knows how to implement and build. He's a builder.
It sounds if you put it all together, you really do have PowerPoints going on. Yeah,
and we have lots of fun. And we're both very good looking.
All good points to help this worthy cause, and I'm glad you have it going on there. Now, the task at hand. What's the truth about small business loans in the population and the area that you are wanting to serve?
So here's the thing, and this statistic blew my mind. If a firm ever makes one hire, so if it ever grows into a company that's anything other than a sole proprietorship, 94% of those businesses get funding of some sort. 64% of that funding is family and friends or personal savings. Now, what do you have to have access to get family and friends funds or to have personal savings? That's wealth. You know, people talk about the income gap a lot. The wealth gap blows the income gap out of the water. The wealth gap between white families and black families in our country, white families have 10 times more wealth. I think it's like 131,000 to 11,000. So this largest chunk of money that businesses receive help from isn't accessible if you don't have wealth. So then let's look at the next thing that you pursue, institutional lending, like a small business loan. Black entrepreneurs are 3 times less likely to be approved for a loan. This is a secret shopper number. So this is with the same paperwork, the same numbers, the same experience. So where do you turn? How do you succeed if you want to be a firm that has employees and that helps build jobs and helps build our economy? This is because of systemic racism. And just recently, I learned you can't cite statistics like that without saying it. The wealth gap isn't there because black families don't work as hard. The wealth gap is there because of systemic racism. And our southeast side was redlined, and we're still recovering from that. So we want to address that problem today.
Good for you, folks. Those statistics, of course, are sobering, making it all the more important that you can and will be doing something about this to change it. Now, in a word, how do these folks and their needs differ from other fledgling enterprises and entrepreneurs?
Trust. Trust for the institutions, trust for the systems. You trust your family and friends. If you've been denied for a bank loan, you don't trust the bank. A lot in this community are unbanked. So I think trust is the number one difference.
Sad but true. And that means that an important part of your mission with this whole program is building a trust.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay, in a nutshell, how does the process work?
Well, we've been vetting organizations, businesses, and programs on the southeast side of town. Number of years in business, target audience, skills or trade sets, and basically looking at the needs. What do they need? Do they need a website? Do they need marketing? It's not all about monetary. There's some in-kind things that we also need to help these young business owners or either older business owners thrive in this system.
And again, you're across the board equal opportunity. That includes age and experience. That's yes. Fantastic. It makes your role more than money lender and mentor. Not that those aren't great things. What do you want the takeaway for your participants to be in the short term as well as the long term once they are working with you, you with them?
Okay. Well, in the short term, we want them to actually make their business better, become better business owner, become better in finance. But the long term is to actually give back. Give back to the new, to the younger people, to new people coming in with business, trying new businesses, and just working together collectively to have new businesses together as well. Mm. Like maybe come together and get a gas station or come together and get a grocery store.
A dream come true. Then what kind of an infrastructure does it take to really make this successful?
Our values are radical trust, radical transparency, community ownership, and autonomy and self-actualization. So I'll just break down each of those. Radical trust. I'm here today. I'm a white woman. I'm an organizer. I'm founder of this fund. I have no decision-making power over this fund. The five donor advisors are all Black leaders from Southeast Fort Wayne. So that's how we get at radical trust. They've built their lives there. Radical transparency. If you go to my Instagram page and the website, we're sharing everything, and that's going to remain true as we start deploying funds. Community ownership, when you talk about infrastructure, we have the five donor advisors. They report up to an elder council and a youth council, and there's an expectation that those two councils report out to the community, constantly engaging, constantly in collaboration so that the community truly feels they own this. And then finally, for autonomy and self-actualization, we really want there to never be a power dynamic here. So everything accessible, everything inclusive, your educational attainment, your age, the color of your skin, none of this is going to come in between you and your dreams from the Family and Friends Fund.
What a wonderful concept, and gives hope to actually all of your participants involved all the way around. What kind of response are you getting so far from all of the players that we're talking about here?
From the bottom up, I think we're getting a really good response. People are very interested. They want to know more. So we want it to be as pure as it can be and just make sure that everyone knows it's from the heart. And, you know, we're doing this to help others. It's not necessarily for us. Don't get me wrong. We want to help ourselves in this process, but we want to make sure that we're fundraising for others. We're cheerleading for others and champion others as well.
That's a great place to be, and it must feel very good to be sitting in that seat. Not an easy seat to be sitting in, but has to be very satisfying. And actually, this has been a dream evolving and starting to come true for 4 or 5 years, it sounds like, perhaps each of you individually, and then got together and thinking about it. Now, meanwhile, you've been really at it since June, and that's pretty impressive. Can you even believe you're sitting right here right now talking about something that is supposed to launch in August?
You know, yes and no. I've heard from a lot of people about how overdue this is. That's been a consensus. A self-directed fund is massively overdue in our community. Having Black and brown people make decisions about the money that goes to Black and brown people is overdue. So in some ways, 25 days in, it's overwhelming that I get to talk to a Fort Wayne celebrity. And in other ways, it should have been someone else a long time ago.
But we're so glad it is you right here, right now.
Me too.
And
selfishly.
I'll also note that you have a $1 million goal.
Yes.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That also is due in August when all of this kicks. Now, are we going to make it? And in fact, how much have we made?
We're going to make it. In 3 weeks, we've raised just over $165,000. And the coolest thing about that is our largest single donor, $12,000, is kids all over Fort Wayne hosting bake sales.
Oh, my goodness.
With some corporate matches, including from MacMahon's Best One Tires and Auto Center. So we've watched these kids rally around this. We've watched families rally around it. And we have 80 volunteer fundraisers who found out about this organically and are asking their friends and family for funds. So I haven't asked a single person for money yet, and we're at $165,000. The average donation size right now is $130. Mm-hmm. We have over 500 donors in 3 weeks. So that's yes, we're going to get there and we're going to have a big socially distanced party when we do.
We sure are.
And how does it make you feel to have that kind of grassroots support for the most grassroots kind of a project that you could dream to put together?
It really feels good. It feels good to see the love and the, you know, the anticipation and people just wanting and needing something like this to make not only themselves better, but their business better, the southeast side of Fort Wayne better. It really makes me feel good also to be able to fundraise for someone else. Like Kristen said, you know, we haven't even really spoken to any of the big corporate players in Fort Wayne. Everything's grassroots. Don't get me wrong, we want those big corporate players to come in, but the whole thing is we want to do as much as we can before we go to them and show them, hey, this is what we want. This is what our city wants. This is what our city needs.
Good for you. And how might you be going forward once this all takes off?
Well, our plan is to first get the $1 million here in Fort Wayne, and then systemically, pretty much every south side of town in Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Atlanta, have food injustice, has social injustices, have infant mortality rates, all the things that basically are said about the southeast side of Fort Wayne. I mean, it's happening everywhere else as well.
So you are going to be cleaning up the south side of the world if we're lucky.
That's our goal.
And just being open source and teaching other communities how to start with the people instead of starting with the institutions or waiting on the institutions.
So bottom line, this sounds mighty doable, of course. Could it become a model for a movement?
Well, it is a movement already, and we feel that it's going to catch fire. We're looking for some global brands to come in and say, hey, we want to work with you. We want to take it from city to city, state to state, because we see there's a need, you know, everywhere.
And we're building it as if it's a model. You know, Ty is also working on Utopian Community Grocery, planning for it to be a model. And I think that Fort Wayne should be doing that with everything, because we are a model for so many things. If we think about that on day one, put it in a box and go show the world what we have, I think that we're going to be poised to do that.
The city that saved itself, that is not a small designation to have. It sounds like you are running with that. And then feel free to dream really big right here. Where could it go if you had your way?
It could go from $1 million in Fort Wayne to 10 millions in Fort Wayne and 10 million in Chicago, Indy, Atlanta, where we're basically uplifting those south sides of town, uplifting the people, uplifting the next generation. Because that's where it's really about. It's about the next generation. I'm not old, but I'm old enough to know that I have more time behind me than I do in front of me. So my whole thing is to make sure I'm pushing the next person along.
And on that note, you know, our vision is to start these donor advised funds where people contribute philanthropically in different cities, but to have a side along traditional investment fund, and not to allow, but to invite people from those communities as they build their wealth to invest in a traditional investment vehicle so that they can be the beneficiaries of their own success. Because what we traditionally see is, you know, an area like Southeast starts taking off and then you have a lot of white money come in, a lot of money from out of town coming in. And when you get that first real development, someone else is on the upside of that. That's not going to happen here. We're going to make sure that the communities that build themselves have the upside of their own explosive growth.
Good for you. And I wish you all the success in the world. I hear often in your conversations that you're having with the public, transaction versus transformation. I know you didn't originate that comparison, but what does it mean to you?
We feel that anyone can give us a donation. Okay, but we want you to transform with us. Use your voice, use your power, use the love in your heart to not only help us, but also talk to your family and friends about what can we do together to make Southeast Side better? What can we do to make Fort Wayne better? You know, it goes back to the old one broken link in the chain can mess up the whole bike ride. Well, you know, there's a link missing. We need you guys to help us repair it.
If someone comes to me and says, I don't know, I want to vet this. This doesn't seem like the right thing for me. My answer is always, we want long-term relationships. We want people that are in this for the long haul, because life is better together. You know, it just is. So if we're not your people, I'm surprised, but we're not your people. Go find your people and make good work with them.
Kristen Giant and Ty Simmons are founders of Family and Friends Fund for the World. Folks, thank you so much for sharing this heartening story with us today. Job well done. Now carry it on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.